Blog Talk Radio.
Get that money, keep that power. No, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die. Don't know why. Money can be lost, power never need an alibi. But the good in the champagne, power in my pride. My last name.
And if I don't know nothing,
you can feel the power. Even if the company was built from powder. Girls kissing on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover. That facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open. That great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can lean the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
Get it? They don't get it.
Ooh, we're making moves. You only doing what my power lets you do. You see that money isn't every. When it come to power, can only be one kid.
Said if I don't know hey. Nothing, I know this paper. Bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know. Power over money, man, and that's just like up. If you know like I know.
We're up all night to get lucky.
6 p.m. Central starting time. let's see, Thursday, November 10th, the final game that they gave to play against the New Orleans Pelicans, so they're going to play them twice in the month. This will be at home Thursday, November 10th, 7 p.m. Then a home game Saturday, November 12th, going against Memphis Grizzlies, 7:30 p.m. start time on that. Let's see. They're on the road against Atlanta Hawks, Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. start time on that. Let's see, Thursday, November 17th, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. They're in Miami, going against the Heat. Saturday, November 19th, this will be a big one. They'll go against the Golden State Warriors. So it will be at least the beginning of the season, but not as what people expected, that they're going to face the Warriors. So they're facing them at home Saturday, November 19th. Monday, November 21st, 7 p.m. Central Time. They're going against the Orlando Magic. Another home game the day after Thanksgiving. I think, yeah, the day after Thanksgiving is they're going against Toronto. 7 p.m. start time for that one. And they're on the road again, going against Orlando Magic at 5 p.m. Sunday, November 27th. Did you know Verizon has more than three times the 4G LTE coverage? Tuesday, excuse me. Tuesday, November 29th at 7 p.m. They're going against the Cleveland Cavaliers, the current NBA champs. That should be interesting. Thursday, December 1st, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. This was an away game. They're going against Brooklyn Nets. 2 days later, Saturday, December 3rd, which is a 4 p.m. start time, which is very cool, going against the Brooklyn Nets. Monday, December 5th, 7 p.m., a home game against the San Antonio Spurs. Wednesday, December 7th, another home game against Portland. Friday, December 9th, 7 p.m., home game against the Atlanta Hawks. Away game against the Washington Wizards. Saturday, December 10th, 6 p.m. Central Time. Monday, December 12th, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, away game against Toronto Raptors. Thursday, December 15th, they're going against Chicago Bulls. This will be a home game, 7 p.m. And the next day after that, so they're facing the Bulls back-to-back. So Friday, December 16th, 7 p.m., they're going against Chicago. Tuesday, December 20th, they're going against Cleveland. This is a home game, and they're facing them back-to-back. Because the next day, Wednesday, December 21st, 6 p.m., they're facing Cleveland again. Friday, December 23rd, is a home game against the Wizards. Monday, December 26th, 6 p.m., this is the away game. The day after Christmas, they're going against the Wizards. Wednesday, December 28th, they're going against Detroit. Yeah, they'll be on the road. Friday, December 30th, they're going against Minnesota Timberwolves. This is another away game. PM Central start time. Saturday, December 31st, that's New Year's Eve. They're going against Chicago, which is something rather gold to see that than what they have here in Milwaukee. They had their Harlem Globetrotters on New Year's Eve. Hey, get an opportunity to see them play against the Bulls. That'd be something that I would want to go to. So right now, that's just the first half of the schedule. We're going to take a break. Like I say, I didn't know, like I said, I knew about them releasing the schedule today, but they just kind of like add up and stuff like that. So we'll be right back. We'll finish the rest of the schedule. Time they play San Antonio Spurs, it will be on the road. 10:30 p.m. Central Start Time. Friday, January 13th, they play against Miami Heat, 7 p.m. at home. Sunday, January 15th, 2 p.m. Central Time, this is a away game. They play against Atlanta. Monday, January 16th, this is Martin Luther King Day. They play against Philadelphia 76ers. This is a home game. Wednesday, January 18th, 7 p.m. Central Time, is away game against Houston. Friday, January 20th, they play the Magic again on the road. Saturday, January 21st, is away game. They play against Miami Heat. Monday, January 23rd, they play Houston. 10 p.m. start time on that one, the final time they played them this season. Wednesday, January 25th, they play against Philadelphia 76ers at home. On the road, they play against Toronto. Friday, January 27th, the 6:30 p.m. start time. Home game against Boston Celtics, Saturday, January 28th, 7 p.m. Central Time. They're on the road February 1st on Wednesday. That's 8 p.m. Central Start Time. Friday, February 3rd, they play against the Denver Nuggets. They're on the road. Saturday, February 4th, Phoenix Suns. They're on the road. The final time they play Miami, Wednesday, February 8th, 7 p.m. start time. This would be at home. Friday, February 10th, another home game against the Los Angeles Lakers. 7 p.m. start time for that. Saturday, February 11th, they're on the road. They're going against the Indiana Pacers. Monday, February 13th, 7 p.m. Central start time. They're going against the Detroit Pistons. Wednesday, February 15th, 6:30 p.m., they're on the road against Brooklyn Nets. Friday, February 24th, they're at home playing against Utah Jazz, 7 p.m. start time. Sunday, February 26th, 2:30 p.m. Central time. Another home game against Phoenix. Monday, February 27th, this is a away game. They're playing against Cleveland. Wednesday, March 1st, final time they play against Denver this season. This will be a home game. Friday, March 3rd, they play against the Clippers. This is a home game. Saturday, March 4th, this is a home game against Toronto. Monday, March 6th, is an away game against Philadelphia 76ers. Wednesday, March 8th, is another home game against the Knicks. Friday, March 10th, is a home game against the Pacers. Saturday, March 11th, a home game against Minnesota Timberwolves. Monday, March 13th, away game against Memphis. Wednesday, March 15th, they play against Los Angeles Clippers as an away game. And March 17th, this is a Friday, they on the road against the Lakers. Saturday, March 18th, they're on the road against Golden State Warriors. Tuesday, March 21st, they're going against Portland. Wednesday, March 22nd, they're playing against Sacramento. Friday, March 24th, for a home game against Atlanta. Sunday, March 26th, a home game against Chicago Bulls. Tuesday, March 28th, for a away game against Charlotte. Another away game Wednesday, March 29th, against Boston. Friday, March 31st, a home game against Detroit. Sunday, April 2nd, another home game against Dallas Mavericks. Tuesday, April 4th, is an away game. They're going against the OKC. Thursday, April 6th, they're on the road going against the Indiana Pacers. Saturday, April 8th, they're going against the Philadelphia 76ers. It's an away game. Monday, April 10th, it's a home game, and I think that's their last home game of the season. They're going against Charlotte. And their last road game of the season, Wednesday, April 12th, they're going against Boston. So that's all the games that they're facing. That's all the games they got going on this season for the Milwaukee Bucks. So, yeah, right now I'm going to be looking at some of the games which I'm going to go to. We're going to take another break, and we're going to talk about the Bucks itself and, like, what is their, you know, what should we talk about when it comes to the Bucks? Like, talk about their big three and what our thoughts and stuff about it. So, I'm looking for something here, and we'll be right back.
I want to fuck. I want to F-F-U-F-U-N-K. I want to fuck.
Myself, like, what tickets I'm going to go for. I'm definitely going to try to go to the first home game this season. I'm definitely going to do that. So probably sometime, probably next month or something like that, I'll give my, gotta get tickets for that first game. Let's see. What else? I know we're going to talk more about the Bucks, so mainly, let's talk about their big three. like the Bucks, they are known, they normally be known not to want to try to, like, you know, rebuild a team. It's just sometimes they'll get lucky on their draft pick, and that draft pick will take them, like, to the next level or something like that. They didn't have to rebuild since they got the, you know, big dog Glenn Robinson and Ray Allen. That was the last time they didn't have to rebuild. Like, because they got lucky with Michael Redd, that was going to carry them to the future. And because at first with the Michael Redd contract, I thought it was like, man, maybe that's a little too much. And then now just to think about it, that I think that's kind of like a reasonable contract for him. I think it was like 6 years, $90 million or something like that. Although he didn't get them anywhere, but it was the player that they have for the future. And plus, he's a former All-Star. Yeah, why not? So at least he was a former All-Star player. So something you can't pass that. And, well, like I said, let's talk about the big three. Like I said, they didn't have to rebuild when they... With Giannis, of course, he was the 15th pick of the draft. It'll come to me what year it was. I think it was 2000. No, not 15. I think it was 2013 when they had that losing year, 2013-14. So, yeah. 2013. It's like they probably wasn't going to use him that much because it seems like they had that elite team when they got Caron Butler, O.J. Mayo, and all of them. And with that losing record that they had, they were just like, just give him a try. And out of nowhere, he just blossomed. So, which is kind of cool. It was like, wow, they saw something in this player. And now you have teams like looking back on the draft and like kicking themselves in the butt. Just thinking like, we should have got him. That's what other teams were thinking. But it's like getting those one of the kind of players like Giannis is a blessing. And it's a good thing for the team. So that's going to be pretty cool. And next up, Chris Middleton got, you know, traded to that team kind of the same year as Giannis had started. So they saw something in Middleton already because they know he's probably going to end up being like a good shooter. But and for a guy that can play like shooting guard, small forward, and power forward, that can play like three positions, which was the best bet for them with to get out of Chris Middleton. And Chris Middleton over the years, of course, he improved and improved. Shots getting better and better. So it's probably going to be like one of their main deadliest shooters on the team. Now let's get back to Jabari Parker. 2014-2015 season for him, although he ended up getting cut short because of an injury he suffered. I think it was in Phoenix that took him out the rest of the year. But in the beginning, it was like he had all the confidence in the world. His shots were pretty good. And just had all that just taken away from them. But they did make it to the playoffs that year and gave Chicago Bulls the run for their money. Well, and like how the Central is stacked up right now, of course it's going to be tough for the Bucks, you know, to try to get one of those eight spots to be in the playoffs. Which I know they're probably welcome to the challenge and stuff anyway, but we do have our future with Giannis, Parker, and Middleton. I can't believe I forgot his name, but anyways, feature with them three, it's going to be something special. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a couple more songs and be back to talk about the off-season moves and the other players we're going to talk about. And we will be right back.
And when you get to the playoffs, if you are healthy and they weren't last
Jason.
Year.
Jason. Jason's new.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got this 6 counts on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Jazzy on them.
You know the words in my song. No, I habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got this 6 stamps on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Just why? Don't believe me.
hallelujah. Girl, text you hallelujah. Girl, text you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk.
Thinking that Oh, wait a minute, because right now they're talking about listening more rest for everybody, average for team. Back to backs is like 16.3 this year. 4 games and 5 nights is not that much. But, anyways. Sorry, I was just losing my train of thought here, but, anyways, yeah, this team, you think it, is this the team that's going to be the team that carries you to the playoffs? Well, I'll get to that in a minute, but it's like, they did try to make some big trades. They tried to get Westbrook, and I think it was another trade that they tried to do, which it all didn't work out. Like, the rest of the trades was involved with Grant Monroe, but just like I said, don't try to expect so much out of trying to trade a guy that's, you know, that's out there. Just like, you know, it's like certain groups here, they said trade them for a first-round pick or trade them for just mainly a pick or something like that. Next season, for the NBA draft, I think the Bucks, they got a first round pick, but I don't think they got a second round pick. Unless they probably made some trades or whatnot during the offseason that they probably didn't add in there, but I'm for sure they don't have a second round. They don't have a second round pick, so if they're trying to get something in like a second round or not, something they can probably work for. But with this team that they got right now, could they be in the top 8 when the season is over with? It's a tough division and tough Eastern Conference. So my opinion, what I think they're going to be chasing for that 8 spot, but I'm sorry to say this, but I think they're not going to make it this year to the playoffs. Because they really didn't make that many big moves. They had some, you know, off-season signings, in which I think some of them, they're just, like, really overpaid. Which I can think they thought about more with spending than not trying to, you know, they even try to, like, do other stuff that needed to be done, but they really didn't focus on that, which I really don't get. So, I think they're going to have some upsets and stuff like that during the season. Yeah, I think they're going to make some upsets like that. And hopefully that Giannis and Chris Middleton improves. If they do, excuse me, like if they improve and they get up there, I really think that Chris Middleton and Giannis are going to be in the All-Star game this coming season, well, for 2017 All-Star. Which I do believe that they can do it, but just hoping that they're going to maybe just hoping that, you know, they, you know, worked it, you know, work hard and get all that stuff out, and just hopefully they, oh, excuse me, it's just like my throat is kind of a bit dry, but like I said, hopefully they worked on their games, and plus they got training camp coming up, and hopefully have the stuff they do this off season, and when training camp comes, they get to, you know, work out their flaws and work out what they're good at. Well, mainly we just hope that they get all that worked out, and hopefully, you know, they'll shock some people, which I think. And it's like a good thing for the second time that we do have a caller, so let's just get this caller in there. Caller, you're on the air.
You think the Milwaukee Bucks could be a championship team within 2 years?
Oh, you think within 2 years?
Yeah.
What was your reason to thinking they would be within 2 years?
I think they're just missing small key players. I think between Giannis, Parker, and Middleton, I look at them as the next big three, similar to the Spurs. You know, you kind of compare them to what Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Ginobili. I could see that within those Bucks, and I think they just need a couple more years to produce that kind of skill level.
Right. Do you think that either of them is going to improve this year and maybe end up being like an all-star?
If anyone's going to improve and become the all-star, it's definitely going to be Giannis. And I think Jabari Parker is right behind them. And I think when it comes to Chris Middleton, I mean, he's undeniably an up-and-comer three-point threat to any team. But I think that we need to bring in, like, a veteran that could teach, you know, guys like Middleton or Rashad Vaughn to play the three-point game correctly and to kind of break out. And I think that's all we're really missing.
Okay, because they do have, like, two more spots left in their roster. Who do you think should be the final two pieces that they probably need that they can put right there?
Well, definitely hands down, if we can get our hands on Ray Allen, I just think that would be one of the smartest moves that we can make. And it's not just because, I mean, I don't even look at him coming off the bench as a player. I see him as, you know, you got your veteran leadership. He's got championship playoff, you know, experience. He can teach guys like Middleton, Rashad Vaughn, MCW, everything that he knows as far as a three-point game and just try to help them improve. The other roster spot, I mean, I'm not exactly sure. But even a guy like, you know, if Kevin Martin, one of those guys, were available, you know, to come in, I just think we need a couple older guys just to come in and show these guys how to play a little bit.
What do you think about Steve Novak maybe filling one of those spots if he does or he doesn't?
Well, I mean, with Steve Novak, it was a shocker that he played, what, four games and got hurt? You know, I mean, I think that's just the toughest part is watching a guy like Steve Novak, who is an excellent three-point shooter, but, you know, can the guy even stay healthy? You know, I mean, it's just hard to take a gamble on a guy like Steve Novak. You know, what if he walks right back in and then 4 games later he tears something again?
Right, I give you saying that because his issue seems like he has to stay healthy, just at least try to last in the season if they decide to go with him. But also, I was discussing about the Greg Monroe and some of the moves that they're trying to do with him, which is like kind of interesting. You think they're still going to keep Greg Monroe around for the season, or you think they're going to get rid of him before the season starts?
If they're going to get rid of him, I think they only got a few more weeks. I think they will. I think they just kind of realize that he doesn't fit the mold of what they're trying to do. Not that he's a bad player. I just think that he's not what they're looking for. I mean, you sign guys like, you know, a couple years back or a year or two back, we signed Henson to a 4-year deal. We just gave Plumlee a pretty big deal. I mean, the only reason why I would see them keeping Monroe is just to kind of fill out his contract and then, you know, get rid of him. But I think that if they sign Plumlee to a deal like that and they have Henson, what's the point of keeping Monroe at this point?
Right. And some of the scenarios that I threw in there with the trading on one of the group, Bucks groups that they could work with, but this is for the other caller, too, that just called in. So in your opinions, like, what scenario trades that you think that they can do with Greg Monroe if they decide they're going to do the green light and just trade him?
Well, I mean, if they're going to do a trade, and obviously he's made it clear he wants to go to the Pelicans, you know, I would say if they're going to do anything as far as trade-wise, maybe trade up for, like, Tyreek Evans and maybe a pick, or I don't know if they would even consider this for throwing a guy like Drew Holiday in the backcourt. But that's the only one that would make sense, because it doesn't seem like any team is really interested in Monroe right now.
And for the other caller that just called in, same question.
Hello?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the question?
Oh, the Greg Monroe situation. Like, if they decide to go with the green light, who would they should trade for him?
I would probably most likely go with New Orleans, since he wants to be there. He's from there, so I think that's the best move we make. I don't know if they could do it, though.
Yeah, you think they'll trade him for probably what the other caller said earlier, for Tyreek Evans, and who do you think?
I think Tyreek Evans. And maybe like a – will we get like a first – some picks, or no, will we have to give it to him?
Right, maybe like add a first-round pick or something like that.
Yeah, I
see what you're saying. So, although we're about to run out of time for a few minutes, I got like one more question. What do you think their record is going to be this season?
It's probably be a little better than last year. I saw Delly as a game last night, and I think he's going to help us shooting a lot, and I think our defense can get a lot better with him. So I think it's going to be a little better record than last year. If we still have Monroe, I don't know. Maybe changing with Monroe, I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's probably all the time we have, and I do thank you guys and people that called in earlier. I thank you guys for calling. We're going to try to do this again, hopefully either next week or the week after, but I will let everybody know on the Butts group and also on my Facebook page. I will let people know, like, when the next time we're going to do something like this. So, like I said, thank you everybody for calling and all that good stuff. And we're just going to get out of here, and the schedule is on the Bucks website, so look at the schedule and probably see what game you want to go to or whatever. But I'm going to get out of here, and y'all have a good evening, have a good weekend, and hopefully we'll do this again either next week or the week after.